Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I really thought I set this show for being 30 minutes. I guess the next show will be 30 minutes. But anyway, it's Anita, and this is Rambles. And I will be talking about good clients. For those of you who don't know, a couple of episodes ago, this date, last month, I talked about bad clients. Oh, no, it was a shooting. But anyway, I'm not trying to be cavalier about shooting, but I have talked about bad clients in the past. And today, I'm going to talk about good clients because they deserve it. They have been there through everything, and I do have some good ones. I did have a bad one earlier today, and I had a bad one last Sunday. But again, I've had some good clients that I talk to and will prepay. And for those of you who know, I do soap making, and had a good client actually prepay me. I was like, oh my gosh, because I had an event that was canceled. And they were like, oh my gosh, I'll prepay. Like, really? Oh my God, thank you. So yeah, they prepaid. And I was so thankful. And I've had a regular who, like, Western Union money. I was like, oh my God, thank you. And it's not just because of money, which is important. I'm not trying to be cavalier about money because, let's face it, I did an episode about money. So obviously it has some. And here it is. Okay. So the episode about the good ones and not worth having. This one took place on September 16th, 2016. And yes, you can go back and listen to it. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. I still get self-conscious listening to my own show. But this episode is just like a thank you. They're great. I talked to one good client, yesterday. And we were just discussing business, and I'm a millennial. He is not. Pretty sure he doesn't want me to talk about age, but we had like this discussion. He made me laugh after dealing with a client standing me up. True story. So this happened after a client had said it. The client at Western Union is not the same as the client who stood me up. So I don't want you guys to get confused. So I had a client completely and totally stand me up. Not the first time this happened. And me and this other client, because they used to work for the company that the ghoster mentioned. And I was like, was he saying really true? I know that's such a female thing. And he was like, so we started cracking jokes about the lies people say. It's like, it's your baby. It has to, you know, the Gary Owen joke about the, it's your baby. It's got two eyes. Like, see, what had happened, well, no. It's like, you can trust, no. When somebody says you can trust, no. No, 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 no. And the Western Union, they've been a regular for over a year. We even discussed dogs because they have two Rottweilers. How cute babies. I know that sounds crazy when you say you're calling Rottweilers babies, but Rottweilers are convinced they're lap dogs, and lap dogs have Napoleon complexes, okay? Did you learn nothing from my last co-host? Yeah. He was a mini pincher, and his mommy was a ferocious beast, and he tried to attack a Rottweiler. The Rottweiler did not self-defend. She was like, get this little midget off of me, Mom. Yeah, that's the look she pretty much had to her owners of, like, get this midget off me. What is he doing? Like, that cute girl at the bar is like, why is he staring at DeVito? No, no. So, yeah, we discussed it, and I discussed it with the joking client because they also have a dog. So, you know, go to them for dog advice. I went to clients to vent because of a rude neighbor. Yes, I know it's petty. But they let me vent. I was like, oh, my God, I love you guys. Thank you. And, you know, talk about what goes on in life. Everything from, oh, sorry, I haven't had my coffee today. Everything from, like, sick parents to moving is what we talk about. And there, it's not just, again, about the money. It's they're regulars. They listen. You develop a relationship, and it creates this synergy. I know it's very, that's a very new age. Well, you want to work with this client again because you genuinely enjoy them as a person. So you want to give them the best. The regular client, I ended up running late meeting them. This was my first time working with them. They had prepaid. We went back, and I had messed up a soap, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I am so sorry about running late. And they were really great about it and wonderful. And we text. I had another one give me a Christmas card and stuff, and I was like, oh, my God. And now I sound like I am totally fangirling. But, yeah, good clients make you fangirl. Bad clients make you need a fan, and it's because you're, like, so hot and miserable and unhappy that it's like, I'm developing a fever and I'm miserable. I had another one give me a, you know, I told you about the birthday card and stuff. And just being there, I'm like, you really inspire me to keep doing my work, whether it's listening. And I think it's a Pisces thing. We like vent. Like, this is already, I have dated one and was like, I'm not dating another Pisces. And some of my friends are Pisces. I mean, it's a water sign thing. I don't know. But they offer me a perspective. Even when I'm wrong, they will tell me, but not in a snarly way. Or even offer me advice about how to improve my business. Okay. Or even with working with my novel that I finished for NaMoWriMo. We'll discuss that. We even discuss, like, articles in the paper and music and food and alcohol. I rarely drink, but there are people I could actually have a drink around and not worry. Because you know how they're like, well, you shouldn't drink at a business. Hey, I'm not much of a drinker. It's not like I'm a lightweight. Well, I sort of am a lightweight, you know, scale-wise, I'm not. But I rarely drink. I don't have, like, a strong tolerance. It's not like I'm going to throw up after one drink. I'm very much a Mary Poppins drinker, but it's more of, okay, one, maybe two. Now, if I'm really depressed, like, one time I got, like, really stressed out and stuff, and I hit the bottle. Yeah, and the bottle hit me back. At least I was at a place I could sleep. So that was good. It's like, if you're going, I am not recommending getting drunk. I am just saying, if you are going to get drunk, if not agree with, at least be at a place you can sleep. That's my advice on drinking. But this, with hanging out with us, it was a social, and I was making sure to eat. And I had two drinks, and I waited a while before leaving. And by the time I got out, I was like, sober. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Because it was a long ride, but I was not drinking and driving. I took public transportation. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. And you know how public transport, that's a long ride. So it's like, oh, okay. And speaking of long rides, I went to a Blue Whale opening because they were expanding, and I had a great time. I collected buttons. I know that sounds so cheesy, but it was so much fun. I'm actually wearing one of the shirts I got there because, well, it was a celebratory thing, and I went for a long walk after dealing with the bad client today. I mean, the good clients, they're like, okay, I want to run and get the supplies. And, okay, might be a little bit nervous. It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm out. But it's a hectic nervous. It's not a frazzled, bad nervous. So, yeah. And I got some free stuff and thank you cards. I probably need to buy some more. Maybe I should send thank you cards to my good clients. Because I send thank you text. But there's something about a thank you card that works. And, you know, it inspires them to keep on being good clients. And it inspires me to, like, keep running my business. And it's like, oh, you guys, this is so great. And I truly like them as people. And I've been networked. Well, I've started listening to part of Proverbs for Selling by Tamara Bunty. And she talked about vertical referrals and also the 500 pounds. It's like you can put 500 pounds of cheese in your backyard and you get rats. If you put 500 pounds of salt, you get deer. Which ones do you want? And when you have the good clients, they're the deer. It's like, I want more like you, not the bad ones. No. Also, another good thing, they tip well. They made me laugh, which is always a good thing. And I feel like a better person after dealing with I shouldn't say deal with, because that's just a negative conversation, but spending time. Now, one thought it was a sort of hectic day because I'd had a client and then I had to get up early and then I was running late for my writing group, but I still had a great time hanging out with the client. It was just like, oh, man, I missed the bus because I thought I was going to catch it, and then it didn't quite work, and then I caught the bus, and then by the time I got to my writing group, I caught, like, the last almost 30 minutes of my Thursday writing group. But that was somebody who I enjoyed being around, so it wasn't like, oh, my goodness, I've just been around this emotionally toxic person, and I'm missing my writing group. No, it was, oh, my God, we're catching up. You got a tan. Oh, yeah, I forgot, which was the dumbest thing to say because they had went to Florida, so I was like, of course they were going to get a tan. But it was like, oh, my God, you got a tan. And then we, like, talked about everything and made jokes and had a great. It was like, okay, good. And that's what you look for in clients. Again, going back to the Forbes quote, with Forbes, that said, not every client is worth having. And, yeah, sometimes you may have a bad day with your client, or that good client may have a bad day. But as long as the bad days aren't constantly with you and vice versa, then keep them. Ask them for others. Like, it's like, where did you come from? Not in the, you know, bad way, but like, where can I find others? I just got the 90-second mark. But anyway, it makes you want to ask, where can I find others like you, like other good clients to inspire me? That won't cause hair breakage or me playing in my hair or me just crying in some Crown Royal, like one of the Lopez, and making me look in the bathroom for some blood pressure. Yeah, I did that. I've done that with Lopez, Crown Royal, and then be in the bathroom looking at the partner's blood pressure medicine and be like, should I mix these with Crown Royal? Also, in the book, if you're going to cry, go outside and other things your mother should have told you. That's the name of it. It's easier to fire. It may not feel like it, but it's an honest thing. It is easier to fire a bad client than to leave a job. And you really have to let the bad clients go, because then you don't have any energy for the good clients. You know, whatever you appreciate. Again, I know it sounds very cheesy and self-helpy, but it's true. If you appreciate the good client, it'll grow. And I am looking at the timer now. I've got 10 seconds. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. I will talk to you in a few weeks. Thank you for listening, and bye.